Hi, this is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room. Today we're continuing our study on the power of persistent prayer. Last week we talked about the importance of persistent prayer, prayer that doesn't give up, prayer that keeps on bringing the request to God until either He answers or He tells us to stop praying. We talked about how persistent prayer honors God, how it reveals my commitment to Him, and how it breaks through spiritual resistance. This week, we're going to look at a promise Jesus made regarding persistent prayer. Persistent prayer is a forgotten practice in the church today. We live such busy lives that we hardly have time for prayer, let alone persistent prayer. However, Jesus said that those who persistently come before the Father with their request will have their answer. In Luke 11, Jesus tells the story of a man who has unexpected company arrive at his house at midnight. Since they've been on a long journey, the man wants to provide them with a meal. The problem was he didn't have anything to offer them. He didn't even have enough bread to feed them sandwiches. So he goes to the neighbor, knocks on the door, and asks to borrow some bread. Unfortunately, because of the lateness of the hour, the neighbor refuses. I can just imagine the scene. Knock, knock, knock. Who is it? Hey, Charlie, it's me, Frank. Go away. I need to borrow some bread. Some friends have arrived from a long journey, and I need to give them something to eat. I said, go away. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, I am so sorry, but I need to borrow some bread. Go away. My kids are asleep. If I get up to help you, then they'll all wake up, and I'll have to get them all back to sleep, and I've got an early morning. Go away. Knock, knock, knock. I am so sorry. I hate to keep bothering you, but I really need to borrow some bread. Jesus says that even though the neighbor won't get up to give him what he needs because of their friendship, he will get up because of the man's persistence. If you have children, you can relate to the story. Having raised three children myself, I know what it's like to finally get the kids in bed, the lights out, and just snuggle under the covers when you hear that little voice, Daddy! Now, for some reason, my wife trained all of our kids to call out my name in the middle of the night. In the most loving voice you can muster, you shout, go to sleep!
Daddy!
Go to sleep!
Daddy!
Finally, in frustration, you throw the covers back, walk through the dark house, usually stepping on a Lego or some other sharp-edged toy, and deal with the need for a drink or the shadow that looks like a monster or whatever issue your child is crying about. Now, Jesus says in verse 9, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. These three phrases build on one another. The beginning point of prayer is asking. Just as a child willingly asks his father for his needs, so we are to ask God for our needs. Seeking is that next step. It puts action behind the ask. It's the idea of actively asking. Knocking is the highest level. In the parable, the man goes to his friend. He asks for help. He seeks the help of a friend and then knocks on his door. I can hear him quietly come to the door and calling into his neighbor's house. When he doesn't get what he wants, he asks a little louder and then he begins to knock quietly and then he begins to bang on the door. I love the way the Amplified Bible gives us a clear understanding of this verse. In verse 9, it says, so I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open. So often we send our little prayer up to God like a helium balloon, then go on our way expecting the heavens to open and God's answer to pour out. Sometimes we need to continue in our prayer. We need to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Jesus ends this teaching in verse 11. It's a powerful promise that sums up persistent prayer. In the Amplified Version, it says this, if you then, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as He is, give good and advantageous things to those who keep on asking Him? If we as earthly parents know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more Will our Heavenly Father hear and answer our requests when we keep on asking? Are you persistent in your prayer, or are you praying once then hoping to get an answer? Is there a request that you've abandoned because the answer didn't come right away? Jesus invites you to keep on asking the Father what you need. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Persistent prayer is the secret to opening the doors of heaven and receiving God's answer. Now, I've created a special tool to help you be more persistent in your prayer. It's a prayer reminder that allows you to enter your prayer request, and every day for 31 days, I'll send you an email reminding you to pray for that request. You can find the tool at www.nationalprayerroom.com/reminder. It's free of charge and my gift to you to help you grow more persistent in your prayer. The National Prayer Room is all about encouraging prayer and spiritual awakening. If this ministry is a blessing to you, consider becoming a monthly partner. Our partners make it possible to provide teaching and resources, helping individuals, families, and churches grow in their prayer life and experience all God has for them. For more information, go to nationalprayerroom.com/donate. Thanks again for listening, and I'm looking forward to being with you next time. This is Billy Taylor for the National Prayer Room.